This account of the plot against Jesus is meant to give us a glimpse into how the world works. Satan wants to kill Jesus. That's the blindness of his hate. He doesn't get it. That when Jesus dies in that act of love, his authority over this world is broken. He doesn't get it. He's smart, not smarter than we are. But hatred blinds him. He can't really see. And of course, he's the one who inspires Caiaphas. Aquinas commenting, you know, wondering why, you know, he prophesied, you see. And Aquinas says, prophesied. But he's no more of a prophet than Balaam's ass. You know, he's saying something true, but it's not from him, you know. What's inspiring all of this is hatred. And it also gives us a pretty good vision of the way that Satan can take over a situation, a society, a group, and stir them up. We live now about 400 years of a very active atheism, which was a plan. And now, you see, so few really know God. I mean, go out on the street and ask people, do you know God? Do you pray to God? Do you love God? He made you. He's destined you for an eternal life. Do you know him? Do you ever think about him? You can see how the darkness has settled. And if it weren't for the mercy of God, it would take over. God won't let that happen because he is stirring up real believers and he's forcing them to look at their faith. And in our little country now, for instance, the Christians are banding together. As one of them said, from now on, we're all Catholic. You know, this is God's way of gathering people together. But you see on the other side what's going on here, you see. So what he says, and the translators, of course, would have difficulty because they're trying to, it's ambiguous. See, one man should die, I think it's anti, for the people. So it means for the people's advantage. It is for the people's advantage. It brings the back on Satan and opens the doors to eternal life. And that's what he's stating. But he has no idea what he's saying because he's blinded by hatred. So the church puts this text here just before Holy Week. Now we're going to begin Holy Week. The mystery of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The commemoration of the institution of the Eucharist. A day spent meditating on the Passion. Twice this week, hearing an account of the Passion. Tomorrow and Friday. And on the other days, all the text about the suffering servant. All of this is meant to be a grace for us to enter into this mystery. Have it really touch us. Grasp it. And thank God that by his mercy, we know enough to go to church. We know enough to pray. Now this is God working. And as he promised Israel, you will be restored. This restoration of Israel, the gathering of the 10 lost tribes, see, that's the sign of the Messiah. Well, has it happened? Of course. Just read chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. from the tribe of Reuben, 144,000. The tribe of Gad, 144,000. The tribe of Benjamin, 144,000. They are gathered together in these last times, but not here in heaven. So, I think it's important for us to try to be alert. It's what the fathers of the church call, there's a certain power of the mystery. There's a vis mysterii beginning in this week now. Now people got to go to work, they got to do stuff, they got to cook supper. But if it can be suffused with an awareness of what is really going on, and when Christ rises from the dead liturgically, there is a new grace of new life available for us and through us for the world. So let's make sure that we're alert. You know, we have to pray for this world. The slavery. I spent years studying this growth of darkness. I needed to do that in order to understand what went wrong with biblical studies. And a lot went wrong. And now they're being rebuilt, and it's so beautiful. But it was because the dominant figures were all also dominated by this philosophy, this rebellion against God. And we have this example of it right here, you see. This is Caiaphas. He hates Jesus. Because Jesus, through his truth, is upsetting the system. So he has to go. He has to go. Now, it's ironic, isn't it, that the final act that decides them against Jesus is what? The raising of Lazarus to life. That's what it says. You see, our text is not, it starts too late. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees. Well, what did they see that Jesus had done? He raised a man 4 days dead out of a tomb. As an encouragement to his disciples, when I die, don't fall apart. I am the Lord of life. He tells Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Don't fall apart. Well, they did. Let's see if we can do better. Things will be difficult. But let's remember, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And he is the Lord of all history.